kick off the 5 o'clock hour by talking some Patriots football this afternoon. To do that, we're joined on the Tiller and Rye telephone line by Kevin Duffy of MassLive.com. Kevin, good afternoon.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. I wish I was a Patriot and could kick back early and start my summer vacation. Coach Bill apparently in a mood to let everybody relax a little bit, huh?
Yeah, so they've done this in past years, apparently, and this is my first year on the beat, so it's all new to me, but this is not uncommon for Belichick to do. He'll typically give them the third day and mini camp off, so it is summer vacation officially for the Patriots and for their beat writers, too, which is nice.
So between OTAs and the mini camp, what have we learned about this Patriots team?
Well, it's kind of hard to take any real absolute conclusions from this because, again, they're in shorts and T-shirts. As running backs coach Ivan Fears was saying last week, you know, let's wait until they get pads on and then we can start talking. But the things that really stood out to me, I think James White has looked particularly impressive as a guy who potentially could fill Shane Vereen's role as the primary pass-catching back. I think in some of the 11-on-11 drills, he's made some nice catches down the field. He's run some, you know, wheel routes down the field, things that Vereen used to do. He looks pretty, he's got a nice little burst when he's running. So I've liked what I've seen from him. Today, Malcolm Butler played really well, broke up a few passes, was really pitted with Julian Edelman a lot in 11s, and did a nice job. And the one other guy that really has generated a lot of buzz is seventh-round draft pick Darrell Roberts, the cornerback of the Marshall. The guy, you know, athletically is through the roof. His combine numbers, or from his pro day at Marshall, they're insane. I mean, they're as good as anybody in the draft. So, you know, there's a few questions with him. You wonder, A, why did he slip to the seventh round? And B, with the way the Patriots roster is constructed and the glaring, not the glaring holes, but there's opportunity in the secondary. Is this guy going to be able to make the team and carve out a little bigger niche than you would expect a seventh rounder to?
And you think they might also have picked up a little bit of a gem in tight end Scott Chandler?
I think Scott Chandler is going to have a great year. And, you know, it's kind of the guys I mentioned before between Roberts and White, those are guys who aren't proven in the league. Scott Chandler has been a good tight end for several years, and he's done it with poor quarterback play in Buffalo. So, I mean, it might be my number one thing going into next season in terms of just what's intriguing, what's interesting, is how they're going to utilize Gronk and Chandler together. Chandler's 6'7", 260. I mean, he's the same size as Gronk. Not quite as athletic, obviously, but the two of those guys are going to be a matchup nightmare for all secondaries. So I do think he's primed for not Gronkowski numbers, but he's going to be a big part of the offense.
We didn't see much of the new third-string quarterback, and Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't seem particularly worried either.
No, I don't think. I'm not really sure why that's been a big topic of conversation in the past week, is that, you know, people seem to think that Matt Flynn is there to push Garoppolo. I don't think that at all. You know, I've said before, if there's any silver lining to the entire Deflategate saga and to Brady's suspension, it's that they're going to get a look at Garoppolo for, you know, right now for 4 games. Maybe it gets cut down, maybe it's 2 games or whatever, but you're going to get a look at the guy who you drafted to be the quarterback of the future. So, to me, there's no way that Matt Flynn is going to end up starting any of the games. I just think he was brought in the event that Jimmy Garoppolo gets hurt. You have to have someone who's competent and who has some experience. And I guess they just didn't, you know, they had Garrett Gilbert for the whole offseason. They had him for a little bit of last year, so I guess they just weren't comfortable with that.
Kevin Duffy of Mass Live talking Patriots with us here on Downtown. Pats had the big ring ceremony, a private party with Bob Kraft, who spent, what did you post? Almost $5.5 million on those Super Bowl rings?
Yeah, that was from ESPN. Sal Palantonio reported that on SportsCenter. So he spent, it was about $5.5 million on the Super Bowl rings. I think it was $35,000 on each ring. So Good for him. I mean, it's the apparently it's the biggest ring in Super Bowl history. So kind of fitting. I mean, it was probably the best game in Super Bowl history, and it statistically was the biggest second half or biggest fourth quarter comeback. So I guess it's only right to honor it in a big way like that.
Well, so if he's spending $5.5 million on those rings, I guess we shouldn't sweat the million that he had to pay in fines. Yeah,
that's what somebody said today, actually. Yeah, I don't think he's too worried about that.
Also, now, what's the story on Darrell Revis? Apparently his mom was not invited to come along. Was he going to bring the whole family to the ceremony? What was the story?
The story, again, from, I believe, ESPN New York was the outlet who reported it. Revis did not come. They said he had a prior engagement. Who knows if that's true? Maybe he just didn't want to come because he's, you know, he said some things this offseason and got in like a little spat on his Instagram with Patriots fans. So his mother apparently came to Boston to collect the ring. There was a report that she was turned away at the door of the party. The Patriots refuted that, and I guess she got the ring. The party was on Sunday night, so she ended up getting the ring on Monday at Gillette Stadium and then went back and I'm sure has returned it to her son by this point.
Well, it's vacation for the Patriots, but they won't all be going to the beach or the golf course because Tom Brady has got his date with the commissioner next week. He's come out publicly and said he's looking for full exoneration in this, everything taken off the record, no punishment at all. What do you think of the chances of that happening next week?
I don't think it's going to happen via just Goodell. I think maybe there's a chance that Goodell knocks it down a little bit, maybe. But seeing as how Goodell was the one who authorized the four-game suspension in the first place, I highly doubt that next week he'd just be like, hey, you know what, you're not getting anything at all. So, you know, if Goodell knocks it down, say, to two games, then it's kind of interesting for Brady. He'll have to decide whether he wants to take it further and bring it, you know, take it to the courts, which I think is how Adrian Peterson ended up getting his indefinite suspension overturned, was not from Goodell in the initial arbitration, but from a federal judge. So it depends how far Brady wants to take it. If he gets a knockdown to two, does he accept it and just serve his two games, or is he going to drag this out for as long as possible? My inclination would be that he's going to drag it out for as long as possible and try to get the whole thing revoked.
Kevin Duffy covers the Patriots for Mass Live. Kevin, thanks as always for visiting with us, and enjoy your break as well before we swing into high gear with the start of preseason.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
It's a 15 after 5 o'clock. You're on Downtown. You're